Siddur Snippet series is sponsored by the Sacco family in memory of Joseph Sacco, whose 50th year site was just observed. The Siddur Snippet tonight is dedicated in the schutz of Yitzchak Isaac ben Rabbi Chiel and Yitachaya ba Shmuel ben Sion. We've begun the third paragraph of Kriya Shema. We explained the continuity. We went from Kabbalah's Olmachu Shemayim, the recognition that we didn't create ourselves, we didn't come from nothing, but we submit and we surrender to Hashem. He's in our life, and we work for Him, He doesn't work for us. What do we do when we work for Him? The second paragraph, Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvos. Here's how we express love. Love is a verb. Love is not an adjective. Love is not a feeling. Love is what we do. And that's what the second paragraph tells us. Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvos. In the third paragraph, which the Gemara Brachos Yud Beis tells us, there were five, maybe six specific reasons why we commemorate Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus, with this paragraph, when we had so many to choose from. So we last left off, Vayomer Hashem Moshe Lemor. What does Lemor mean when we're about to say, V'yamarta Aleihem? So the Beral B'nai Yisrael, V'yamarta Aleihem, Asula Em Tzitzis. Speak to the Jewish people, Moshe, and tell them, make tzitzis. When you wear a four-cornered garment, tie knots, strings, wind them around on your four corners, Al-Kanfei B'gdayem. For how long? L'dorosam, in perpetuity. Every generation this mitzvah applies. V'nasnu al tzitzis hakanaf pisil t'chelas. What goes on that corner? What goes on that corner are not only the white strings, but the psil t'chelas. There should also be a thread of crimson, a thread of blue. Why does the word l'dorosam appear in the middle of the sentence? Would have made much more sense grammatically. Speak to the Jewish people, v'yasu lam tzitzis l'dorosam, or al kanfei v'gdayhem v'nasnu al tzitzis hakanaf psil t'chelas l'dorosam. The Dorosam, four generations, punkt, it comes in the middle of a sentence. Doesn't belong here. Why is it not when we first mention tzitzis or at the end of the description of what the tzitzis look like? It should be elsewhere, four generations. Why does it appear here? So the Griz quotes the Gra, who says that Kadosh Baruch Hu was destined to hide the tchelas, that blue thread that comes from a specific animal, the snail, the chilazon. It was going to be hidden from the Jewish people for a period of time. And therefore, the Dorosam is going on the white, not the tchelas. And that's why it's in the middle of a sentence. First you make tzitzis on the corners of your garment. And what is in perpetuity? What is without any break, without any interruption, the Dorosam for generations? The white. Then you also will have blue on the corner. That's going to come and go. Is it back? Has it come back? We once had a night a few years ago. Rav Schechter spoke, Rabbi Shabtai, others, about tchelas today. But they come, they go, and therefore the Ladora somewhat in perpetuity without interruption is the white. That's why it's in the middle of the sentence. The Gemara in Chulin and Daf Peites tells us that this color blue contrasted to the white is supposed to remind us. The whole notion of tzitzis is it triggers our imagination. Tzitzis are all about imagination. We'll speak in future nights about that notion of velosa suru. We don't use our imagination for the negative, and tzitzis, we use our imagination for the positive. The Gemara there says that tchelas is doma liyam, yam is doma l'rakil, l'rakil is doma l'kisei hakavod. The tchelas, the blue, contrasted to the white on the corner of the tzitzis, should immediately remind you of the blue, the beautiful deep blue of the ocean. You see the deep blue of the ocean where the ocean meets the sky. You think of the blue of the sky. When you think of the blue of the sky, you think of the Kisei HaKavod. You think of the Ribono Shelam. Your eye is drawn to the sea, from the sea to the heavens, from the heavens up to the Kisei HaKavod, directly to Hashem itself. Rav Moshe Feinstein wonders, why not just go right to the end? Look at the blue and think of the Kisei HaKavod. You know, time is money. We got things to do. Why do we have to invoke so many steps of imagination? Just see the blue of the tcheles. When you see the blue of the tcheles, if ultimately the Kisei HaKavod, if ultimately Hashem's throne of glory somehow is a component of blue, and that's the similarity, that's how we got there, so just go right there. Why do we take this long detour? Why are we going to the beach together? And from there, we're going up to the heavens together. And from there, just skip right to the Kisei HaKavod. So Rav Moshe says a very important yesod. Rav Moshe says a very, very important notion. And that is, you have to move slowly. You can't skip steps. Sometimes we're in a rush to get to the finish line. We're in a rush to become the finished product. We're in a rush to get right next to the Kisei HaKavod. But you can't wake up in the morning, roll out of bed, throw on your tzitzis, and be at the Kisei HaKavod. It's incremental. It's a journey. There are steps. You've got to make an effort. You've got to get there slowly. And that's why specifically, even though it's an inefficient metaphor, we have to take that journey with its steps to remind us that each of those steps are impactful in transforming us. And if you skip one, then you're in trouble. Alem, that's our parsha. I love when the parsha and siddur snippets come together. The very last sentence of the parsha, Torah tells us, describing the mizbech v'lo salam na'alos ha'mizbachi, asher lo sigala ervascha alav. You're not allowed to climb steps to the mizbeach. Why? Because if you climb steps to the mizbeach, you will reveal your nakedness, your erva. And Rashi quotes Chazal that if there were steps and you took a step up, you know, the Kohanim would wear a robe. And when you take a step up and the robe lifts, it will reveal. And therefore it will be a breach of modesty. To whom? Who's lying on the ground? Beis HaMikdash's cameras? What's going on? So Rashi says, if the stones, if we have to preserve and maintain our dignity and modesty to the stones, then all the more so our human dignity, our self-respect, our sense of modesty, we have to protect and preserve when it comes to other people. That's the limit of Rashi. But others suggest, lo sa'aleh b'ma'alos ha'mizbachi, you know what happens if you climb, if you skip steps, if you try to jump up the steps, if you run up the steps, you're megala ervascha. Then the nakedness, the hollowness, the counterfeit, the inauthentic within us, if we try to skip steps, if we try to appear or act or see ourselves beyond where we are, then we just reveal our nakedness inside ourselves. You can't run up the steps and you can't skip steps. You got to move slowly. And that's what Rav Moshe says, the metaphor specifically, the tchelis, domi liyam, domi l'rakia, domi l'kisei ha'kavod. Slow, incremental, progress. You'll get to the finish line. If you try to take a shortcut and skip steps to get there, then you'll fall flat on your face and you'll never get there to begin with. We'll continue with the third paragraph of Shema Amir Tashem tomorrow night.